This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
You know, one of my favorite terms is, I've always been this stupid. I've actually worked at it. You know how hard I've worked at being this stupid? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Look, I'm just trying to play into the hands of the left. Because they always feel, you know, you wouldn't be surprised as to what they say about me. Really, seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room. And, you know, just texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, being part of the process, part of the fix, if you would. Now, what's this fellow's name? You know, I always feel stupid when I do it, but Harrison William Floyd. Now, he's the new vice president of the Black Conservative Federation. He says, when the American military arrives at a foreign country, the people aren't really asking us to leave, he said. They're asking us to help. I want you to hear this young black man. And you know what? And here's the sad part. I say young black man because the left kind of forces us to do that. See, I got to use identifiers, qualifiers as to why he has a right to speak, why I'm letting him speak on certain issues. But this guy brings a whole different level of energy. Deontay Johnson is the president of that organization, had him on the show plenty of times. Yes, there is a black conservative movement. Like, that's a big deal. Like it's surprising on the left, never surprising on the right. I really think when you lay out the reality of who is the most tolerant, who are the ones that are most accepting, you're going to be shocked to find out who. Well, we won't. Right? We won't be shocked at all. But let's get back to reality. I'm always amazed at this kind of stuff. Now we have professors. You know, it's bad enough you have to browbeat, beat up, pulverize our high school kids, our teenage kids. Now there's a professor who wants you to bring it down to the elementary school level. That's right. University of Wisconsin Whitewater professor is calling on K-12 schools to implement programs to fight toxic masculinity. Because, you know, here's a group of educated people. Right? They get on cases of people like me because I believe in God. I don't believe in science. You know the drill, right? Which it's all a joke, but you know the drill. And here they are telling us, with no scientific proof whatsoever, absolutely none. It just makes them feel better, I guess. I don't know. With no true scientific proof on any of these things, I don't care what it is, when it comes to the social justice issues. And they want us to believe it. They want to teach it. They want to teach you this truth in the elementary schools. So a professor at the University of Wisconsin is urging schools to implement men's projects to fight toxic masculinity. They want to start, or they think you ought to start it, in kindergarten. Now, in a recent published issue on The Horizon, Kathleen Elliott argues that finding ways to promote healthy masculinity early to teach boys and young men to recognize, reject, and challenge, simplify toxic masculinity is essential for creating culture change. But what does she want by that? You've got professors on the other side of the aisle saying, we have feminized our men so much, our young boys. This is what all this pent-up anger is. This is what all this pent-up stuff is that's going on in schools these days. Men's projects, which typically probe participants to reflect on the ramifications of masculinity. Now, I am sure little Johnny who's in kindergarten, has contemplated many times what he can do about the toxicity of his masculinity. Don't you? These people are for real, right? And it's commonplace on college campuses now, and then Elliot's pushing it for K-12. So he's got to start there. Citing the now, check out this. Now defunct University of Wisconsin-Madison's Men's Project, Elliot explains that such programs educate male students on the intersectionality. I keep telling you guys, they use these words to make you feel stupid. They use these words so you feel inadequate. You'll just go along with them. Right? So they want to educate male students on intersectionality and the complexity of masculinity. Now, they want to help them challenge simplified definitions of masculinity. I don't know what that means. Like what, that little boys like to play with G.I. Joes? Is that a despicable, nasty, toxic masculinity term? Now, the University of Wisconsin project was disbanded after facing intense scrutiny. While it was still active, it vowed to help men identified students? You mean students that are male? To make masculinity a choice, to educate men on social justice, and help them become allies. Other men's projects, such as the ones at the University of Oregon and the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, are predicated on the mission of reconstructing masculinity. Well, that would be good. Combating the culturally defined masculinity, respectively. Notice, what does it mean? What are they talking about? And don't use the big terms that nobody knows how to spell, or actually what they mean, or they haven't been even put in the dictionary yet. Use real common sense terms. What do you mean by that? And they want all educators to be taught, because educators don't have enough to deal with. The fact that we're so far down the totem pole in education in the world, and the only thing these guys can think of is about dealing with bathrooms and masculinity, toxic masculinity, if you would, it's just mind-blowing. Now, the scholar further argues that in addition to implementing men's projects in K-12, one of the key strategies teachers can use to fight masculine toxicity is to highlight women's achievements. Again, I don't get it. What is that going to change? You should be highlighting everybody's achievements from all walks of life. Look, you can't highlight, and you even have to take away the achievements of white men. However, we should be over-highlighting women's achievements, achievements of people in the LGBTQ community, and so on. It just gets nuts. And it gets more nuts as the days go on. Hey, come on back. A lot more coming up after the break. Heck of a lot more sanity and things that make sense. Please, believe me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income, income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros. Just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Funds money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I always, always, always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I love having Deontay Johnson. I usually have on the line with me. He's president of the Black Conservative Federation. I met him a couple of years back at CPAC. Matter of fact, I was joking with him because he showed up with a whole bunch of young black kids, and they had signs for Trump and all of that. And I kept saying, hey, I think you're at the wrong place. Because, you know, CPAC is a white organization. You're not supposed to be here. There are no black people in a conservative movement. That doesn't happen. And we became instant friends because he knew what I was doing. But I appreciate what they do. I am so glad that they're out there speaking. Not just positively for Trump, but positively for the country and positively for the direction we should be going in. And that conservatives are, it's a group that embraces everybody. We don't care, male, female, short, tall, fat, skinny, whatever it is. I don't know what the proper terminologies are. I don't really care. But they made an announcement recently, which I think is wonderful because it's so great to see more and more people step up and be part of this group. And the Black Conservative Federation has named Marine Corps veteran Harrison William Prescott Floyd as their new vice president, and he's been kind enough to join me today.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I just love what you guys do. I love the fact that you're out there. I love the fact that you're not hiding in the corners and that you're actually trying to make a difference. But before we get into what the organization's about and what you hope to do, I want to know about you. I want to know why you got involved in this particular group, and I want to thank you for your service as a Marine. I know that you never really, some people say retired Marines. I've been told by you guys you never really retire. You're just kind of not in the fray, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You're no longer the tip of the spear.
I like that. Okay. So tell us a little bit about who Harrison is and your Marine Corps experience, and then we'll get into why you decided to join this group.
Yeah, so I come from a family with a deep history of service in the armed forces. So for me growing up, it wasn't what do you want to be when you grow up, it's more which branch are you going to join. I'm one of the first in my family to join, or I am the first in my family to join the Marine Corps, enlisted directly out of high school. I completed 3 combat deployments with 2nd Battalion, 8th Marines as a machine gunner. Then I went to Parris Island, South Carolina as a combat marksmanship trainer. Then I came up to Virginia, Quantico, to be a information operations planner and a martial arts instructor trainer. I got out of the Marine Corps after a little over 10 years of service and was planning on pursuing a career competing professionally in mixed martial arts. But my first fight out of the Marine Corps, I realized if you get banged up, there's not a lot of longevity in this career sustainability, and you got to pay the bills. So I started taking school a lot more seriously, used the GI Bill. I was accepted into the George Washington University's dual degree program and worked on my undergrad in political science with 2 minors as well as a master's at the same time. And additionally, I was accepted into Yale's Emerging Leaders Seminar, did that last year. Wow. And I also have a certificate as well from Columbia University in professional development and leadership.
I barely made it out of high school. You're making me feel really bad. I may go drink myself in oblivion tonight. You've done so much with your life already.
No.
God bless you, man. I mean, seriously. So you come out of the service, right? And now you're seeing what's going on in the country. And as a veteran, when you look around and you see, in my mind, with the people I've spoken with, you kind of see the disdain for the military, the disdain for this country. I tell people the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, my family came here from Italy. They came here the right way. They all had green cards. The American flag for them, when they saw the American flag during the war, that was an uplifting thing. They knew that they were safe.
Yeah.
They knew that somebody was coming to protect them. We hear about that flag being oppressive all across the world. Did you see that?
Funny you say that, because one of my first deployments, I was in about 12 different countries in 6 months, and it was an amazing experience. I was on a Marine Expeditionary Unit where you get on a ship and you float around, I didn't see that. Every time we went anywhere, people were actually asking for stuff because they knew we're the Americans, and our country has a lot of resources, so they were asking for stuff, not bashing us.
Wow.
So I would encourage those more progressive and liberal individuals that think that to actually get out and go see the world and experience it instead of behind a computer.
Yeah. So I know, right? Where what's filtered? It's filtered what comes to you and what you get to see and what you get to believe. When you went to some of these countries and you went into some of these places, like I said, you said I knew they were looking for stuff, but was there an honest, do you feel like, honestly, they felt better knowing that you guys were there? They felt safer knowing that you were around? Or did they see you as nothing more than the warmongers that the left depicts us to be?
I think that answer can be the answer to that question could be answered easily by Twitter. If you go on Twitter and check out Ambassador Moheep, He's the ambassador to Afghanistan. Look at the things that he says about, you know, the veterans that have served and his experience with Americans over there, not only in Afghanistan, but also here in the United States. He rants and raves, and his I sat in a meeting with him, and he said his personal mission, you know, while he's ambassador, is to ensure that people hear about the great things that are going on in Afghanistan, because, like you said, the media doesn't portray those things. They make it seem like it's a constant war zone, and he wants people to know that the sacrifices that we've made for their country is not going in vain. Recently this year, Afghanistan was represented in the Winter Olympics. You know, they didn't get a whole lot of coverage about that, but were they represented any other time in the Winter Olympics? You know, so we've done a lot of great, a lot of good. It's unfortunate that it doesn't get out there and broadcast the way it should, but, you know, that's why we as veterans have to step up and be more civically engaged.
Before, you know, I've only got about a minute on this to the end of this segment, but does it, I know you fought, you guys always say the same to me, I fought for the freedom for people to be stupid, I get it, but does it hurt your heart when you see the disrespect for the American flag and what it represents on the football field and other places?
My middle brother, he followed me into the Marine Corps and was wounded his first deployment and has a prosthetic forehead. He fought to stay in the Marine Corps. He did more combat deployments in the infantry, and he did a inter-service transfer, and he's still active duty in the Army as a psychological planner operator. So when I hear, and, you know, my mother is actually still in the Army. She's still on active duty. So my mom wears combat boots to work.
So it's, when somebody says your mom wears combat boots, you just got to smile and go, you know what, actually she does.
Yeah.
And she can't kick your butt. But go ahead.
Exactly. But I say all that to, you know, kind of illustrate how deeply connected I am to, you know, what you're illustrating here. And I want to say that, you know, we did raise our right hand to preserve and defend the Constitution and protect against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And it breaks my heart that,
we did protect that right. Hold that thought. So, Joe Messina, your host, you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon and gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't want to waste any time on my guest. I want to get right back to him. Harrison William Prescott Floyd has joined the ranks. I mean, he's already done some great service for the country, but now he's joined the ranks of the Black Conservative Federation. And, you know, first of all, Harrison, thank you for your service. Thank you for being with me today. I'm really enjoying and appreciating the interview.
It was my pleasure to serve, and it's my pleasure to be here with you today.
I got to tell you something. With what I'm learning about you and what I know about Deontay, you guys are going to be one serious powerhouse to have to deal with, and it does my heart good.
Well, thank you.
To hear you speak, because I've seen the energy level he has, and you sound like you have the same level. But you were talking about, you know, I asked you a question, and again, most military guys I talk to will all say the same thing to me. You know, I fought for the right for people to respect or disrespect, for them to have the freedoms to be as dumb as they want to be. But you really have a lot of skin in the game. You have a brother. You have yourself. You have your mom, all serving in our military. And I guess the question was simply, I know you fought for their right, but it's got to bother you a little bit that they do this kind of thing. They disrespect the flag.
So every time when I see that, I think about my middle brother, Brian, who, you know, like I previously he was wounded his very first appointment and is still doing a lot of great things on active duty. And every time I, you know, saw these players taking an E or, you know, saw what was going on during the national anthem, people making fun of Fergie, you know, yeah, it didn't sound the best, but, you know, that's our song. It really hurts, you know, when you know people like my brother, who literally he died on a plane 3 times coming back from Germany, and fought to serve more, right? And you have people who, I understand, you know, they're saying this isn't connected to the flag or whatever, but, you know, you still don't have to be, you don't have to be a jerk about it, you know. So hopefully we'll get there. I believe we'll get there, though.
Well, and again, you know, I have a lot of family members that were in the war, that served in the military, a lot of close friends that served in the military. So I can't tell you, I know what it's like to be there, But I know what their families went through while they were there, and I don't think people really take that into consideration, and it's too bad. Okay, so let's get back. Let's get to the Black Conservative Federation, and you know what? How did you get involved in the group? Let's start off there before we tell people what it's all about. How did you get involved with the group to begin with?
So I actually bumped into Deontay at the Capitol Hill Club here in D.C., right across from Ray Burnhouse office building, and you know, we just started talking and just discussing a lot of things that were going on in the country and in our community and on our side of the aisle, and we just seemed to be clicking on all cylinders. We ended up having lunch two more times together, and every time he seemed to be a little bit more inquisitive, and the last time it felt almost like an interview, and he called me the next day with Marv on the phone, and they asked me if I would be willing to come on board, and I didn't think that it would be in this capacity at all. I was caught off guard, but I'm so happy and excited to get to work.
Yeah, and again, I saw those guys, and they were cranking. Now, I like to be a little sarcastic, and I like to have some lighthearted fun. I don't know you very well. I hope you have no problem with it, but I joke all the time that there are...
I'm a Marine infantryman. It can't be that bad.
I joke all the time. I say, you know what? There are no black conservatives. This is just like, you know, it's a front you put up to bring money in or something. I don't know, you know, because all the news tells us constantly, the black community, the Hispanic community, the woman community, they are not welcome in the Republican Party. That Republicans actually hate them. And I'm thinking to myself, I've never seen that. I've been a Republican probably 20-some-odd years now. I've never seen that kind of thing. I mean, do you guys feel welcome in the Republican Party? Do you feel welcome in the conservative movement?
Oh, wow. It's funny that you say that, because my entire life I've actually felt more comfortable around conservatives than I have liberals. My father growing up was in the Army, and so we hopped around from military base to military base, and it was always, you know, about the value that you bring and, you know, your work ethic and your genuine concern and care about what you're doing. It wasn't about what you looked like or, you know, your background. It was, you know, what are you doing? And my first time not in a DOD school was in North Carolina, where there's a lot of race issues, and I had more issues with more liberal blacks than the conservative blacks. So it's just funny that you mentioned that. I've never experienced that as a conservative from other conservatives, but I have from liberals.
Wow. Tell people that might be listening in, and what is the black, the conservative movement all about? What do you guys hope to accomplish?
So our mission is increasing the black conservative movement through promoting economic stability, education advancement, and community involvement. That's what we're, you know, really about, and we're working really hard to promote this through, you know, the economic stability, the educational advancements, and community involvement throughout our community.
You know, are you, I don't know how to ask it, but are you raising up a group of young men and young women to see that not just Republicans, not just conservatives, because I don't want to keep going down that road. You know, you be the American you know how to be, and it doesn't matter what color you are, and it doesn't matter how tall or short or fat or thin or whatever you are. This is still the United States of America, and you have the opportunity to succeed. If you fight for it and you do it the right way, you can succeed in this country. Is that what you're hoping to teach and believe?
No, 100%. There's has been a lack of conservative presence in inner city communities, not just in inner city communities where blacks are predominantly, but, you know, also through the suburbs. And what you see on TV is exactly what you were alluding to. You know, they're projecting that this isn't a party, this isn't a place for you. And if you look at the actual values that the African American community has, they actually line up more on the conservative side than they do the liberals. But after, you know, the Great Society, with Lyndon Johnson and the Civil Rights Act, and since that was all led by Democrats, we've kind of been herded in that direction. And I think now with everything that President Trump has done, especially, you know, with reviving Detroit and other inner city areas, blacks are starting to, their consciousness is slowly becoming awakened to what's really been going on.
You know, Harrison, is President racist? You think he's a closet racist?
I don't think so. I was fortunate to meet the president when I was interning at Heritage, the Heritage Foundation. And, my personal opinion is President Trump is, I think, highly intelligent. And you know how some people who are really smart are kind of socially awkward?
Yep.
I think that's kind of him. I think he's so smart that he just misses social cues sometimes in person, and also with the Twitter, like, he's just, you know, so into it, he just kind of misses the boat a little bit. Yeah. But I think the reason why he's being pegged a racist is because that's what the liberals think is what's going to help them win the midterm election.
I just find it amazing that, you know, here's a man who's done things for every community. I'm not just talking about the black community.
Yeah.
When you're putting a building up, you don't care what color somebody is. Can they get the job done, right? I mean, when you're making money, you don't care what color the person making money for you is, as long as they're making money for you. And I think people forget that. You know, they just totally forget that whole thing, don't you think?
You know what? I think it's not only that. This is my biggest selling point for President Trump, in my opinion. Don't think about anything he's saying right now. Don't go off his Twitter. Don't go off of any of that. Go back to his interviews in the 80s when he was on Oprah, when he was on, you know, these different talk shows, and he's talking about the country and what he's seeing and what was going on, about the country getting ripped off and, you know, all those things. He's saying the exact same thing now. The man has not changed his stance. And so regardless of, you know, his perceived beliefs or ideology or whatever, I feel like I can trust and stand by a man who consistently stands by his word over a span of decades, right? So even hypothetically, even if he is a racist, well, you know what? I would still rather go with him than Nancy Pelosi, because at least I know where I stand with the guy.
Well, I joke all the time.
At least he's honest and upfront, right?
I joke
compared
all the time.
Compared to them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. I always say if he's a racist, he obviously doesn't understand the word. I mean, seriously, that's how crazy it is sometimes, you know?
But even if he was, he's not flip-flopping like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, right? They're just doing this and saying this because that's their MO. That's all the Democrats know how to do, is victimize people and place blame elsewhere and not accept any sort of accountability.
You know, I think we could talk about this in the next segment, but I think it's hilarious that the Nancy Pelosi's world, the Democrats as a whole at that level, always tell me what the black community can't do. They're always telling you guys what you can't do and what you're, you know, that you're incapable of getting IDs, that you're incapable of voting properly. It's like, really? It would make me nuts. Listen, we got to go to a quick break. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
All right, get back in your chair. No dancing while we're working. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I'm going to get right back to my guest. I only have a couple of minutes left with him. The Black Conservative Federation recently announced in his name Marine Corps veteran Harrison William Prescott Floyd as vice president of the organization. It's a great organization. You need to go check it out if you haven't. You know, take the time after the interview, right? Don't do it now. Do it after the interview. Go check
out.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? Stay with the program here, and then you can grab it later on. And Harrison, again, thanks for being with me today. I'm really enjoying the time we're spending together here.
Yeah, likewise. And feel free to call me HW. The only time I usually hear Harrison is when my mother and my fiance are really mad at me. So you're making my spider sense.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm more than happy to do that. I know. I'm not going to tell you what my mom calls me when she's mad at me. I'm 59, and she still makes me cringe. But listen, you know, we kind of didn't get to it in the last segment. I want to get to it now. Is you know, the word racist? I always say on the show, I said, you know, the left has made the word racist of no effect, absolutely no effect, and it's sad because 10 years ago, 12 years ago, if you say, Joe, you've been saying some real racist stuff on your show, I would have stopped and thought. I would have gone back and listened to the show to make sure I wasn't putting out racist comments. Nowadays, because they've made it of no effect, it's like the little boy who cried wolf. I mean, they have screamed racist about everything so much that it's really sad, but it doesn't mean what it used to mean. And you know, I really feel bad. I didn't do it, but I feel bad about it because there are racist people still in this world. There are people, you know, who see color as a level of value, which is sad, which is extremely sad. So, but do you agree with me? The left has made racist of no value.
I'm going to blow your mind with this statement. Are you ready for it?
Uh-oh. Yes.
So, in my experience, I think racism is no longer alive and well in this country. And this is why. If you look at the definition of what racism actually means, it means, you know, someone who's advocating that one race is superior and another race is inferior solely on the basis of race. And what the Democrats have kind of done is transformed the word prejudice, where you prejudge someone on the basis of their race. You're not saying whether they're inferior or superior. You're just prejudging them, you know, that's what they've kind of co-opted. So racism, we need to do away with it. We need to get it out of our vocabulary, and we need to focus on you know, more of the prejudices that are kind of going on. But then again, you can't change the way some people think.
No.
And like I said previously, as long as somebody's up front and I know exactly where I stand with them, then, you know, I fought for you to think that way. You think that way, as long as you're not trying to have a direct impact or impede my life or my family's lives or lives based on race, then, you know, you think what you want to think. That's my opinion.
That's a very strong way of looking at it. I don't know if I can totally disagree with you, but I want to take that further in a later interview. Tell people how they can find you and how they can help the organization.
Yeah, so you can go to bcfamerica.com. That's the website, and also we're on Facebook, so you can check us out there.
You know, again, HW, thanks for being with me today. I know we'll have you back on again. You guys need to go check out the Black Conservative Federation. And it doesn't matter what color you are. Go check them out. These are young people.
It doesn't.
No, these are young people that are doing fantastic work. And we're always complaining about the young people. And now you have no way.
Yep.
You can't do it anymore. So it's great to see Great to see and hear them, you know, a group like that that's willing to go out there and tell the truth, that's willing to go out there and get involved, get engaged, tell us what's going on. Not tell us what's going on, but show us what's going on. Really, truly being part of the solution. I hate this garbage. Yes, for lack of a better term, garbage that I'm constantly hearing about, you know, conservatives, Republicans, we don't care about the fat, the thin, the small, the black, the white. We only care about the white. I'm sorry. Let me fix that. We only care about the white, so we get that out of the way, right? I mean, anyhow. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots of stories that I eventually want to get to. You know, I don't know if you guys heard about you know what? I'm going to save that. Really, I'm going to save that. Hey, for you water freaks, you know, water bottle freaks, like you won't drink anything unless it's out of a bottle, I got some news that should make you squirm. And not just squirm. I mean, probably an old story because, you know, I never catch up. It takes me a few days to catch up with stuff. But, I mean, seriously, we got Coca-Cola is recalling a bunch of Dasani water. After what they call clear, they find clear parasite worms in the bottles all across the U.S. So if you purchased one of these, let's see. Yeah, if you purchased one of these, you may want to ask, take it back, do whatever. You know, because, you know, they're supposed to be so safe, right? Aren't they always safe? It's the best thing for you, right? So, and it's Coca-Cola. You would think that this wouldn't be a problem. So after several thousand of their bottles, drinking water bottles, were found to be contaminated with a parasite, it has sent several hundred people to the hospital, and it's responsible for parasitic symptoms such as fever, rash, vomiting, and stomach bloating. Right? This comes on the heels of a recent report in which Coca-Cola admitted that Dasani is really just purified tap water. Well, we've never heard that before. I mean, in L.A., we've got several water companies. One of them, Point Blank, takes tap water, takes city water, and purifies it. You could do that at home for a lot less money. The corporation admitted in January that their water brand was just purified tap water dressed in a fancy-looking bottle. Like many other bottles of water, Dasani is sold as a premium price, and many people perceive it to be superior to tap water. Now, even though it actually is just tap water, even though the majority of the impurities have been taken out, been removed, right, there's still other stuff, and they add minerals back in. Now, the parasites have somehow worked themselves into the bottles, it's supposed to be a clean, sealed water system, but nothing's perfect. We know that. The Food and Drug Administration has shut down the manufacturing facility and issued a major recall on the brand. Do not drink this water. The FDA is recommending that if you have no choice but to consume the water, you should first boil it, and it'll kill any kind of parasite in there. Otherwise, it'll host itself in your stomach lining and intestine, breed offspring. Right? So, somebody tried to blame it on Arrowhead, to say the Arrowhead had the same problems. Although Arrowhead truly, truly, truly is out of a true spring up in the mountains. And it has to be cleaned. And, none of the stuff just comes out of the ground and goes in your bottle, believe me. You know what I'm saying? And for some of you, I love, but the funny part about this is those of you who actually believe that you're safe as long as it's in a bottle. Right? I mean, again, I think it's so funny that I don't know if I shouldn't say the name of the company. I think it was Sparklets. Remember I said I shouldn't say the name. I didn't say I wasn't going to say the name. Sparklets was caught using tap water. Right? And nobody said anything about it. Not right away, anyhow, but nobody said anything about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time that you guys spend. I'm going to get back to the Deontay Johnson, who's been on the show several times. What's really funny about him, too, and I don't mean funny, ha-ha, you know what I mean, is when I have him on, several people will email me afterward and tell me, what a piece of work he is, he doesn't speak for us. Anybody say that about Hogg? Right? Nobody said that about Hogg. We've had a few, but not many. But the Black Conservative Federation, again, they have been around now for a little while, a couple of years now. And they're out there, and they're cranking away. And Deontay said that, the Black Conservative Foundation, his military and leadership experience is not just impressive, but, it's a whole different dynamic. Remember, a lot of those younger people haven't been in the service. They haven't been in the military. So they're really, I don't know how you guys feel about it. I think it's part of the problem. I think the discipline levels, I think being in situations where your heart's pumping a million miles an hour, right? I mean, think about it. They haven't been in those. They haven't been in high-pressure situations. They haven't been in situations where this is a big deal, right? Come on, work with me here. You know what I'm saying. So we need more people in elected positions. We need more people in my, I don't know, maybe not so humble, in my not-so-humble opinion, that have been in the military, that have been in stressful situations, that have had to overcome in these kind of situations. And I think it's a good thing. And I think it helps tremendously in their decision-making and how they have to deal with stuff and how they work through things. Unlike what we saw a couple of weeks ago where, I don't know where it was, I don't remember, I should say, we had a city council that was pretty much taken over by mostly millennials. And the first thing they did, right, or the first thing they wanted to do is make it so you couldn't use the word millennial in any of the city documentation. That's a good thing to go for, right? Hey, look, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot more coming up in the coming hours, moving forward in the show. Don't go far. Stay with us. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show, because we will be back.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?